With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Trump orders are, Tom Homan says, more than 1,000 immigration enforcement agents have now been removed from Minnesota. However, those investigating the storming of a church by anti-ICE agitators remain, along with agents investigating allegations of fraud on a massive scale. Following the progress in Minnesota, Homan tells Face the Nation that he is looking to flood the zone with immigration enforcement in so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. Savannah Guthrie has released a new video as the agonizing search for her mother goes on.
On the night she went missing, Nancy Guthrie's doorbell camera captured footage of a masked man wearing what appeared to be thick black gloves. A few days after her disappearance, detectives came across a glove found in a field near her home. And FBI officials now say it appears to match those seen in the surveillance video. DNA found on the glove has been sent for analysis. Marking 2 weeks since her mother was last seen, Savannah Guthrie issued another heartfelt plea.
I wanted to say to whoever has her or knows where she is that it's never too late.
That report from the BBC's David Willis. Congressional Democrats still not satisfied with the Trump administration's release of Epstein files. They're clamoring for more following the release of millions of pages. Attorney General Bondi says all relevant information is now public. New week, no progress, ending the latest partial government shutdown. This one affects the Department of Homeland Security. TSA agents could be working without pay. The financial markets, including Wall Street, closed on this President's Day. The Dow ended higher on Friday. This is SRN News. Canada may be expanding assisted suicide once again.
The Quebec College of Physicians has released a statement saying that, quote, medical assistance in dying may be an appropriate treatment for infants suffering from extreme pain. The Canadian government has already expanded the assisted suicide option from just those who are terminally ill to those who are chronically ill.
Some churches in Milan are trying to capitalize on the buzz around the 2026 Winter Olympics to teach kids that sports values matter in everyday life. This week, dozens of children received snowflake-shaped medals at the Church of San Antonio after absorbing lessons about fairness, sportsmanship, friendship, and respect. An Italian pro basketball player, one of several athletes who have come to churches to speak to the youngsters. SRN News. The cost of reconstructing war-ravaged Gaza will certainly be astronomical, and in recognition of that,
President Donald Trump says on social media that members of his new Board of Peace are pledging $5 billion toward rebuilding Gaza and will commit thousands of personnel for international stabilization and police forces in the territory. The president says he'll make a formal announcement on Thursday during the group's first meeting. Indonesia's military has already said that up to 8,000 of its troops should be ready by the end of June for a possible deployment to Gaza. The United Nations, World Bank, and European Union estimate that reconstruction of Gaza will cost $70 billion. I'm Donna Warder.
The U.S. military says it has boarded another sanctioned Venezuelan oil tanker, this time in the Indian Ocean. The Pentagon says the Veronica 3 was stopped after being tracked from the Caribbean Sea. More details, SRNNews.com.